Welcome back to another episode of Podcast the Hero. Cheese is under the weather this week, so I decided to come here and tell a story. A long time ago, in a world of horror and make-believe, Rhodey streamed on Twitch. This was the COVID times, and I had recently started working from home full-time. I was watching Animal Crossing streams and D&D streams because I was looking for things to have on TV that weren't super distracting while I did other stuff like my job. As I was browsing, I saw a name that was familiar to me, one Rhodey Walker. I thought, how cool is that? He streams on Twitch. So I joined and was shocked to see he was working on a project called the Slopra. It remains unfinished to many of our dismay. But it's a space dinosaur rock opera, and of course, I'm all about that. So I would come to the streams and read the chats, and I was super intimidated because the community seems so close-knit, and I didn't want to, I didn't feel comfortable getting in there. So I didn't chat right away. I just kind of watched, and then I realized there was a Discord. And I'm old, so I had only used Discord for my Destiny 2 clan, but I had the app, so I joined the Fartcord server and I lurked for a while. And then this was my first post. Then I would join some of the voice chats, and I was pretty much stuck at home with COVID going on, and I'm not really in a like a friends guy in general. Like, I don't have like a whole bunch of pals that I go hang out with. I have my wife and my dog, and that's pretty much good enough for me. And also, I'm good typing, but when I have to actually talk to strangers, I get super shy. But this community embraced me, and I sort of found my people finally after like 40 years on Earth. And then Rhodey introduced this thing on his Twitch stream called The Secret Fart Agents. And it was a channel, a private channel on his Discord for Twitch subscribers that allowed people to post videos for Rhodey to react to on Twitch. So I think my first Secret Fart Agents post was like something very silly, probably like about a dinosaur or a bird or something. But I remember saying like, I'm in now, I will spread my disease or some shit like that. I posted a bunch of weird animal videos and old stuff from like Kids in the Hall and shit like that. And then about 2 weeks later, I posted my first homemade video. I figured out that I could use Streamlabs to capture video from Rhodey's streams. And then I just like used a crude video editor and made my first video. And it was this. So if you're listening, it's a silly video of me reacting disappointedly to Leia, Rhodey's dog, to her non-reaction to Rhodey entering a room. Like, he walked right past her and she didn't give two shits. And then I made this video that makes Rhodey look like he's sniffing his own fart.
Roses!
And then, this video I made, of him, he's laying down a bass track for the Slopra, and, I just overdubbed the bass part to make it seem like he's really bad at playing bass. Um, So keep in mind, I'm making these videos and posting them in Discord, and then Rhodey is seeing them for the first time live on Twitch. Right. So he's seeing this stuff and wondering what the hell. And most of these videos have like my face just sort of looking on unimpressed or like disappointed. Then I started making videos of Rhodey reacting to my videos, reacting to him, but like out of context. And so it was like sort of like a mirror in a mirror. And then our friend Murr got in on the action and he was reacting to reactions of reactions on reactions. It was a wild time. And then came the Robo Jay Walker interview series. I got a little more creative with the videos and it started with an interview with his singing idol, the carbonated waterman himself, Michael Bublé.
What's up? Hey, how the fuck is everyone doing? Thank you very much.
So thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Listen, you can ask me anything you want.
I've always wanted to have someone on one of our records that isn't like heavy metal or like punk or aggressive music at all. Like if I had my pick of the litter, like if I could just have anyone that I wanted, Michael fucking Bublé, right?
Anything you want, except for that.
And then I followed up the Michael Bublé video with one I made James Lipton of Inside the Actor's Studio take Rhodey through the interview that he does for all the actors that are guests on his show. There's like a series of questions that he makes them answer at the end of every show. So I took Rhodey through that. And I mean, you could tell by this video, Rhodey's a weird dude. And we also get a mention of the famous Merg paradox here. So.
We begin our classroom with the questionnaire that was made famous by Bernard Pivot and 100 years earlier by Marcel Proust. What is your favorite word?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What is your least favorite word?
A t-shirt giveaway.
What turns you on?
Docking.
What turns you off?
Someone blows a burp into the ass of another.
What sound or noise do you love?
Really nice strings. There must be some lag. I was doing that perfect.
What sound or noise do you hate?
Stupid music. Music's stupid.
Okay, here we go. Everybody's favorite moment. What's your favorite curse word?
Poo logs, you fool. And they go, poo logs? What's poo logs?
What profession other than your own would you like to practice?
Leasing my burp to someone's butthole.
What profession would you absolutely not like to attempt under any circumstance?
If you had to emergency transfer a baby from one woman's womb to another one, it's still the baby of the first woman.
If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I ate poop once. Fuck, man, I really liked that. In like a really weird... Like when it started, I was going like, what the fuck? Oh, fuck, this is sick. And then the whole thing kind of came together for me. And I was like, I really like all of it. It's the best. And I was like, oh, no, I don't like it again. I don't like any of it anymore.
And I need you more today. than I ever have before. You take my world apart till I know I'm not alone. And I need you more today than I ever have before. And I need you to know that I need you to know that I need you to know I love the way.
And then I made Rhodey interview for a job. Rhodey has famously said he's never had a real job in his life. So this is what I would imagine an actual interview with him, like for a job, what it would be like. And so I made this.
Thank you for coming in today. We appreciate your taking the time to interview with us for a position with our firm, and I hope it's a good experience for both of us. Let's get started. Why don't you tell me about yourself?
I can't stop moving.
Let's talk about extracurricular activities. I understand, you know, I know you like music and movies and going out for pizza.
It was like 3 years ago, I stopped streaming. But before that, I streamed for quite some time. And I played video games. And it was bad. But I do want to play some video games now.
But, you know, you're trying to differentiate yourself here, so I need you to be a little more specific.
I've played Mario games. Some of you guys watched me play a Mario game.
Hmm. Interesting.
My sister has to come over tomorrow with her children, or my brother-in-law has to come over with her children, because it is what it is.
Okay.
And I just have to tell her that it's cool.
Why are you interviewing with us today?
I don't fully understand what you were saying. I truly don't fully understand the concept.
Yeah, I see.
Your butthole is so big.
Good. Thanks. I think that does it. Thanks a lot.
Merle Palmer, another DeVry teacher bringing real-world experience to the classroom.
There's a lot more to teaching than textbooks.
Call now, 1-800-247-7800. DeVry, we're serious about success.
It was sometime in this era that Rhodey stood up like a PTH specific Twitch. It wasn't like his own Rhodey Walker Twitch. It was a PTH Twitch, and they had like really cool, like palimpsest based graphics. And, they were doing some cool promotional thing with Twitch, and he was streaming a lot. Like normally he would stream like three nights a week. But now then he started streaming like workout streams in the mornings from his parents' basement. And these were great because it was just basically Rhodey in the basement going over to some workout machine, doing an exercise, and then coming over and reading the chat and reacting to the chat. There were a lot of people from Europe getting in on these too, because like the time difference was better that time. And at one point, Rhodey's laying on the ground after an especially strenuous workout, and he says this.
Fritzy! Fritzy, you son of a bitch!
And this inspired a series of videos called the SOB series, and I'm just going to play them here in order, and you can see how this ramps.
Let's go! If I sit around paper,
bitch! Jeff Wing. You son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
I'm in!
Fritzy! Fritzy, you son of a bitch! Fritzy, you son of a bitch! Fritzy, you son of a bitch! Fritzy, you son of a bitch!
Fritzy! Fritzy, you son of a bitch!
All right. So you can see I brought my mom into the war with the walkers pretty early on, right? This is several years ago. And so, you know, my mom, you know, kind of calling out Cage, on one of the podcasts isn't a new thing. I've used my mom for lots of stuff. And then at the end of the Roadie Reacts era, right? So this Roadie Reacts thing lasted a little while. It kind of got killed because there were people who just kept posting, like they were just spamming the channel with like Japanese metal videos, and Roadie was getting really tired of them. And then also getting tired of like having to tell people that like, just, I don't want to watch these anymore. I don't like it. And just please stop doing it. And it just got to the point where I was like the same stuff all the time. And it ended. But before it did, Roadie was streaming one night. And out of nowhere, like this magical event happened. This teabag emote came down from the top of the screen and plopped right on the top of Roadie's head. It just like bloop, bloink, bloink, and then retracted back off the screen. No one said anything in the chat. Roadie like sort of had seen it in the playback on his screen and was like, wait a minute, what the hell just happened? And to this day, it remains a mystery. No one knows how it happened, who was responsible for it, how to make it happen. It never happened again, and no one came forward to claim responsibility. I've Googled long and hard how to like to figure out how this happened, and I still have no idea. It was a magical, weird, hilarious moment. But I had to do something with that. I had to do something with that. So I made this.
And Dana's the greatest. Hey, Karach, Jeff, how you doing? Oh, yeah, the glass. It's a beer bottle that they've blown out. So that, I mean, steam whistle bottles are kind of strange anyways because they kind of just, like, fiddle up. But,
Nary hype.
Got a hype train going. Thank you, Sebastian, for the beauties, man. Oh, yeah, and I don't know if Fritzy's here, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll wait. Because I have some thank yous for old Fritzy. Old Fritzy bitches. So, if you're new here, welcome to the fucking party. And let's jump right into it, shall we? I don't know if I should, let's check some of the levels. Someone's teabagging the stream? Who? Who? Alright, I gotta figure out what was that thing that bounced from the ceiling? Was it in real life or was it a fucking emote?
And there might have been a few more videos here and there, but that was like kind of towards the end. And that's really kind of how I won Roadie's heart. So the moral of the story is, if you want to become friends with someone, gently make fun of them in public for months until they dare you to give them your phone number. And then also use a fake name and fake persona. You know, I'm sure many of you listening don't, understand that old Fritzy is not my actual name. I have a real name, but I just choose to use a fake name because it's hilarious to me. And, so it's just my screen name, and that's what I go by because that's what everybody in the Discord and Twitch goes by. So that's my screen name. Finally, a message to Rhodey from the Fart Fam. While he poops as he coughs and slurps his chicken noodle soup, I thought it would be nice to send him some words of encouragement. So I gathered these messages from the Fart Fam on Discord, and I thought that I would share them with Rhodey and with everyone. So Cheese, if you're listening to this, we all care about you very, very much.
Hey Jody, it's Lexi. Heard you weren't feeling well. Just wanted to say, eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Hi Rhodey, it's Fruit Punch Samurai here. I heard you were feeling under the weather, and I just wanted to make sure that you remember to hydrate, eat shit, and go fuck yourself!
Hey Cheese, it's Skippy. I heard that you weren't feeling well. I just want to say, eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Dearest of Toads, it has come to my attention that you're feeling unwell. Please get ample amount of rest and ensure that you replenish your vitamins by treating yourself to a veritable feast of human excrements, followed by an intuitive session of loathing and pity upon completion of a gruesome session of self-pleasure.
Hey, Jody, it's your old pal, Bluest of Skies, here. Oh, I heard you were just dying of syphilis, so I wanted to tell you to eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Hey, Jody, it's Yo, or Joe, otherwise you don't recognize me. Anyway, I heard you're not feeling well. I hope you get better soon, so you can go eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Hey Rhodey, it's Ghost. Sorry that your shitty little immune system can't handle one cold. You all up lying in your house like a European serf with the plague. So, you know what? Bam. May your womb be barren and your balls droop below your dress. So, eat shit and go fuck yourself.
Fritzy, tell him I'm kidding. Tell him I love him.
But you can also take a picture from your...
Is he she?